make a motion that we go back into our regular meeting. Second, it's... Roll call.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Here.
Crunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, next item of business is the Sobo Arts Festival grant. Consideration to authorize the city manager to sign the necessary documentation to accept the grant from the Charlevoix County Community Foundation, the amount of $1,900 for the 2013 Sobo Arts Festival. Hugh, are you handling that?
Sure. Yeah, the Sobo Arts Festival, which falls under the Promotions Committee of Main Street, made application after being authorized to do so by the Main Street Board to the Charlevoix County Community Foundation for $1,900, specifically to fund the Big Band Concert, which is going to happen on Friday, June 28th, downtown. And so my memo pretty well explains what the Sobo Arts Festival will be. This year it is moving from downtown on Saturday to Peninsula Beach, more of a park-like setting with a survey from the artists last year. That's what they had suggested. So simply what we're doing is asking you to get the city manager to sign the grant application, since the city is the fiscal agent for the county commission, or the Charlevoix County Community Foundation, to accept the $1,900 grant.
Thank you, Hugh. Any further discussion from staff or department heads? Citizens' comments? Commissioners? Tom?
I'm in full support.
James?
I'm supportive. This is a great addition to our Friday night's 12th Street.
Mm-hmm. Laura?
I'm in full support. It's a great event.
I'm also in full support and ask for a motion.
Now I'll make a motion that the City Commission authorize the City Manager, Michael Kane, to sign the necessary documentation to accept the Charlevoix County Community Foundation grant.
Roll call.
Town?
Aye.
Crunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, next item of business is the theater planning grant. Consideration to authorize city manager to sign and complete necessary documents related to Michigan Economic Development Corporation downtown planning grant. And Hugh, you're handling that also.
Yeah. As you all are well aware, the current owners of the Point Theater have offered to give the theater to the city in Main Street. That was done last fall. Since that time, we have gone in and we have cleaned out the theater. We moved all the seating. We have had it evaluated by a local contractor, led that effort, the heating and cooling person, a roof, all those sorts of things. And now we're at a point that we are confident that we can be successful with the theater, but we need that confirmation by, with professional consultants. About 6 weeks ago to 2 months ago, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation announced that they were providing funding for a planning grant, and it was almost specifically geared to downtown historic theaters, and it was just a perfect opportunity for us. So Main Street Board authorized myself to make application for that. On Friday afternoon late, we were informed that we have passed the first phase. There's still a phase two application process that we need to go through. But at this point, we're just asking you to authorize the city manager to sign the necessary documentation so we can proceed with this grant. We, as part of the grant application, had to provide three estimates of what it would cost for this. And we had fees ranging from $16,000 up to about $50,000. We have scheduled interviews for later this week with the three consultants so we can start specifically narrowing down exactly what the cost estimate would be, which is a requirement that they ask us to do prior to doing this phase two application. So this is a great opportunity to move the theater project another step forward. We are still working with the current property owner to determine how we're going to transition into ownership here, but this is a very positive step to help us in that process.
Thank you, Hugh. Do we have any staff comments, department head comments? citizens' comments? Okay, we'll move to board for discussion. Laura?
I'm excited about getting the theater up and going eventually, and I commend you for all of the work that you've done. I guess my only question is, that should be enough money from what you set aside and plus with the grant to do a decent job, or if you fall short, then what?
Well, we originally had set aside the
$15,000. Right.
We were thinking we were going to do fundraising for that, so that component needs to begin.
Okay.
So whatever...
All right, so a $15,000 match, it would be, say if you got a $15,000 grant, then you'd have a $15,000 match.
Yeah,
if it goes beyond that, then we're going to have to somehow fill that.
Well,
difference.
We had originally discussed how this is going to get paid for. It's something we've just kind of talked about. We have
mm-hmm.
not agreed upon with the Main Street Board and the City Commission coming together how much public money we want to invest in this.
Mm-hmm.
So the
mm-hmm.
idea was that we were going to try to secure the ownership of the building
right.
so that we can go out when we're doing our fundraising, we can be mm-hmm. confident that it's ours when we tell potential donors.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's a hurdle we need to cross yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was when I included it, the $15,000 in our budget, it was that we would do a capital fundraising campaign.
Okay. All right.
Anything else, Laura?
No, that's good.
Jane?
No, I have no questions. I support your recommendation.
Tom?
I support the recommendation and appreciate everything you're doing here.
Mm-hmm. Likewise. I also support the recommendation and call for a motion.
I make the motion for consideration to authorize city manager to sign and complete necessary documents related to the Michigan Economic Development Corporation Downtown Planning Grant.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Next item is the PAR plan insurance grant. Consideration to approve resolution of support to apply for a grant of $4,700 from the Michigan Township Participating Plan Risk Reduction Grant Program and authorize city manager and city clerk or treasurer to prepare and sign the necessary documents to apply for and implement the grant proposed. Chief?
Thank you. Once again, we have the opportunity to apply for a grant from the insurance carrier, the Michigan PAR plan. Police Department would like to propose the application for a grant offset purchase for a media storage system. The media storage system is an all-encompassing system that would consist of a new computer, a computer server or storage device, labor to install it, and housing system with basically a media desk to operate this. We've discussed it during the budget process that the computer storage device was needed for all of the video that we're taking. Now we have three in-car video cameras, body cameras from all the officers, and we're accumulating all this video that our computers can't handle the storage of. And there's also been several studies by the Department of Justice and by the International Association of Chiefs of Police that support the use of all this video stuff, but they're also reminding that there needs to be a proper way to manage the storage and view and retrieve that information, because if you have videos and you don't have that system in place, then the videos really don't do you any good if you can't keep them. So we're proposing the purchase of this. We did budget $3,500 for the project for a media storage device, but after talking to our computer folks that work with the city here, they suggested going with a whole storage system, and the system, the project would be $6,200. And I'm requesting a grant from the PAR plan for $4,700. So our contribution towards that would be, at this point, would be $1,200 out of our budgeted $3,500. Now they could obviously reduce the amount that they would grant us or ask us to contribute more, but We were able to, we would be able to if they fulfilled the request by an all-encompassing system, basically get more for our money than we even budgeted for, and then we'd come in under budget if they gave us the grant. And a requirements grant is a resolution of support from our government board, the city commission. And also the to be eligible for this round of grants has to be submitted by May 31st, 2013. And so it's my recommendation that the city commission approve the resolution of support for the grant application, $4,700. And the other options at this point would be to postpone the matter for future consideration or information on future round of grants, select another project to apply a grant, to apply for the grant for, or deny the request, and not apply for the grant. Are there any other options you folks can have? Any questions? Have you got them?
Thank you, Jeff. Additional staff comments? Department heads? Citizens? Okay, we'll move to board for discussion. Tom?
I'm in full support. I commend you, Chief, for continuously improving the department and bringing us up to speed.
Gene?
Well, I believe this is much needed equipment. I support their recommendation.
Laura?
I just have a couple of questions out of curiosity. How many hours would this system store, and how long do you keep your videos, generally? Is there a rule of thumb?
We haven't really established how long we keep them yet, because that stuff is still evolving. I'm looking at possible policies set by the International Association of Chiefs of Police on how long to keep that stuff, but a lot of this technology is so new, we don't know that. The storage that we're looking at, the minimal storage is in the server is 2 terabytes, which we've been told would allow us to keep what we're doing right now for several years.
Okay.
And we may be at some point we may have to add a little bit of storage, but we wouldn't have to buy everything for it. We would just buy the actual storage.
Mm-hmm. And we're not aware of any other departments needing anything, or any, are there any other real needs beyond this, or is this the number one priority, I assume?
With regards to this insurance grant?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about this several times at our department head meetings, and you know, John was looking at possibly some equipment from the ambulance department.
Right.
And this was the one that really rose to the top.
Okay, all right, okay.
We do know that this grant process has been approved for this particular project for other cities. So
okay.
We thought maybe we have a pretty good shot.
All right, sounds good. Okay, I'm in favor then.
I have maybe a related or unrelated question to this particular grant, but would it also qualify for webcams for, you know, looking out over our Veterans Park for these events, or the downtown parades and stuff like this? I'm just thinking about Boston and some of the things that have happened, the way they've been able to identify people that have caused problems.
The criteria for the grant is a risk reduction, and you have to be able to demonstrate a measurable risk reduction of liability to, you know, to the insurance company. So I don't know if we could do that with cameras and actually demonstrate that there would be a risk reduction to our insurance. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Have you given that any consideration as far as live webcams? Looking at our facility studies and possibly redoing the campus here and where we're located, and with the amount of people that show up for our events.
Certainly, you know, for our facilities, as you know from our budget discussions, I had included those some security cameras into our budget request for this year for the building itself. As far as downtown, we didn't talk about that. That topic has come up with some of the merchants downtown, and it's something that I would like to address with the chamber board at some point. They've shown interest in it, but as far as us having cameras to view downtown, I think we're going to have to get some of those other folks on board if that's what we want to do.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you, Jeff. I fully support the recommendation and call for a motion.
I'll make a motion that the City Commission approves the resolution of support to apply for a grant of $4,700 from the Michigan Township Participating Plans Risk Reduction Grant Program and authorize the City Manager and our City Clerk Treasurer to prepare and sign the necessary documents to apply for and implement the grant as proposed.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Next item of business is the airport parking. Consideration to approve the use of the boat trailer storage at Boyne City Airport through October and adopt the proposed fees into the city's fee schedule as part of fiscal year 13-14 budget. And Barb?
Thank you. Over the years, with dealing with the marina, each year I seem to get phone calls and requests, vacationers, people with summer homes, trying to figure out what to do with your trailers. If they live in an association, a lot of times those trailers are not allowed to be left in the yards or in the driveways where they're visible. We send them to various marine service businesses in the area. Sometimes they can be accommodated, sometimes they can't. Many times we find them just left at the boat launch or other places on city property, and then we have to track them down and you know, ask them to remove, you know, those types of things. So there's a need out there that's not being completely met, and I just thought this was an opportunity to, you know, to try to resolve some of that. The fees that I proposed, I think that they're fair. Nobody, the airport is not going to get rich over it. The marine is not going to get rich over it. But it would cover the cost of staff having to go up there and keep an eye on things and add a little bit of revenue if people do indeed take advantage of this. We may find that the need is huge, you know, and we serve a lot of people. We might find that there's only a handful of people that want to take advantage of it. But we thought we would give it a try if the commission was so willing. As far as the fees, that's something I came up with. You know, if the board feels that other fees are would make more sense, we're certainly open to that as well. And I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Thank you, Barb. Do we have any staff or department heads wish to comment? Jeff.
Mayor, I agree with Barb. I think that it would simplify things for their folks as well as ours. We would not have to track down the owners of semi-abandoned trailers or just stored trailers. It would give them an option of where to send people so that we can say we have some place to put them rather than say, no, you have to find some place.
Thank you. Andy?
And hopefully this will help address the situation we have here around this facility, too, with extra trailers being parked here for, you know, weekends and sometimes a week or so at a time. Sometimes, you know, it's well meant. It's a great idea sometimes to have a short-term spot like that, but sometimes they put them in the wrong spot. And it just make our job a little bit tougher trying to get in and out of the spot.
Thank you. Citizen comments? Any board discussion? Gene?
Well, last summer I received concerns on this issue, so I guess as long as it doesn't cause any safety issues at the airport, I would be okay with the recommendation.
Laura?
My question would be, are they parked outside at the airport? Okay. And as long as there's no safety issue or there's not, like, something interfering with the, you know, the airplanes or anything else, that would be fine.
The general area that we're looking at is right here on the airport.
Okay.
Kind of off, you know, to follow the one taxiway in past the last hangar down here, somewhere in this general area is what the airport board talked about when they met.
Okay, so these are all outdoor, not in the indoor.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. That was my only question. Yes. How many can we accommodate up there?
There's quite a bit of land. We have discuss the total area, and some of it will depend on the response we get.
Okay. Maybe, what, up to 20 or 30 trailers?
We could do hundreds.
Hundreds? Oh, okay. Well, that's why I just wanted to ballpark. Yeah. That's good. Okay. That should accommodate any of those then. Okay. All right.
Tom? I think it's a great idea that, that you thought of a way that we can get revenue, but I'm surprised that all the empty, in the summer, all the boat storage units are empty. I'm surprised they didn't jump at the opportunity to
Some nurse will take some. A lot of the problem is, a lot of this is short term. You know, sometimes it's just a matter of a weekend or a week, and a lot of these marine places don't necessarily want to deal with that on a short term basis. Okay. If you wanted to store your trailer with them for a full season, you know, where they can park it, leave it, not worry about it, you know, they're more apt to accommodate that.
Okay.
Versus, you know, if somebody contacts us, this is one option that we're looking at providing, and I'm still willing to give out the other phone numbers. It's not that we're trying to steal business. I mean, if you called me, I'd say, we can do this. You can try Sunburst or C&E or whomever.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And good. Just give them another option.
Right. Sounds reasonable. I think we should try it anyway.
Okay.
I agree. I support the motion also, and call for a motion.
I move to approve the use of boat trailer storage at the Boynton Airport through October and adopt the proposed fees into the city's fee schedule as part of year 13-14 budget.
Second.
Roll call.
Stansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is the request of the city manager to go into closed session. But before we do that, we'll take care of good of the order. And do you have anything, Tom? Jean?
No.
Laura?
No, not at this point.
Okay, at this time we will make a request of the city manager to go into closed session with our attorney regarding attorney-client privilege communications as provided NCL 15268 of the Michigan Open Meetings Act, Public Act 267, 1976. I need a second.
Oh, second.
Roll call.
Town?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Motion carried.